Off the Ball Breakfast.
Fairly extraordinary feeling. Just stood up and I just stood there in silence for a couple of minutes. I actually could not believe what I just seen. It was absolutely remarkable.
Live every weekday morning from 7:30 on your smart speaker. Just ask Alexa to play OTB Sports Radio.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition. The official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.
I'm Rory O'Hagan and this is GAA Daily on Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, official performance nutrition partner of the Gaelic Players Association. Coming up, Davy Fitzgerald takes over at Antrim and Vinnie Corey steps down as Monaghan manager. Davy Fitzgerald's managerial career will take him to a third different province. The former Clare, Waterford and Wexford manager was last night confirmed as the new Antrim boss. Fitzgerald has been handed a two-year term with the Saffrons with the option of a third and takes over from Darren Gleeson. We spoke to Davy Fitz last week about where his next job might be. He said that his next role would have to excite him.
My intention definitely was to take a small bit of breather on. It's great. I got a number of weeks there where I had no one talking to me. And then you get a few people talking to you. And, I'll wait and see. I love being involved. I've been lucky. I've done all my own club teams from 15, 16, minor, junior, intermediate, senior. I've trained them all. I've done the same with all the Clare teams. Done Wexford and Waterford, Clare. If something comes up that might be a bit different, I might think about it. There's been one or two people on to me about different things, and it mightn't be what people think. I'm a person that might like to take on a challenge that's completely different, and you'll see. I don't know right now, but very soon I'll make up my mind whether it'll be stay out or do something. I thought when I left Waterford that I was certain, and I said to herself, we're okay now. But you know what? I had a summer. I had five or six weeks that I didn't have to do anything. I could just go at it. Like normally, if I was over Waterford, say, for example, probably 2 or 3 weeks after we were out, I would have started my pre-planning, the amount of meetings I would have with different people, the amount of planning that goes into it. There's weeks and months of planning that goes into what I do anyway, and I'm sure the rest of the managers are the same. So I actually had a summer off where I didn't. When I finished at Waterford, I was a home.
What to do with yourself?
Night, yeah, and Dahi Og, we were out in the tractor and we're on the farm and we were doing different things, and it was different. I had that bit of time, and it's only a few weeks, but it just felt different. But I don't know. Yeah. Like all I'm saying is it'll have to be something that excites me and is different. And we'll see if it is. And if it isn't, it isn't. And I know people will say to me if I go out here, they're going, sure, there he goes, he's off again, or he's not. I don't really care what you think. If I feel it is the right thing, if my family are happy with it, that's fine. I'm not a person that likes sitting at home doing nothing either, I'll be honest with you. A challenge is always good, and I do have a lot of business stuff myself that I'm involved in, and I have that as well, but the busier you are, the better you are. Anyway, that's what I see.
Get you out of trouble.
Yeah, I'll find trouble somewhere or another, so I will, but whatever it is, it is.
Vinnie Corey has stepped down as Monaghan football boss. Corey had spent the last 2 years in charge and led Monaghan to an All-Ireland semi-final in 2023, where they lost to Dublin. This year, Monaghan defeated Dublin in the league. However, they were ultimately relegated from Division 1 and lost to Galway in the All-Ireland preliminary quarter-finals. The victorious Cork Camogie teams returned home last night. A large crowd was in attendance at Castle Road to welcome the All-Ireland winning senior and intermediate sides home following their success in Croke Park. Speaking after Sunday's game, Cork senior star Aisling Thompson spoke about her journey in a red shirt with Off the Ball's Aisling O'Reilly.
Like, and the dreams to win All-Ireland, you're getting to live out those dreams, but if you think of all the tough times that you've had to get to this point.
It's worth every single minute, you know. I always say it was probably something that just rolled off the tongue in the past, but honest to God, being 34 years of age now, I can honestly say that I'd never take back anything that I've went through, because I wouldn't be at this point in my career only for it. You know, the resilience that I show out in the pitch is what comes from outside the four white lines. So everything is worth it, all the hard work, sacrifice, everything. It's just for days like this, there's nowhere else I'd rather be.
And I'm sure you've needed all these teammates around you as well.
But this is it. I've said, you know, it's probably the most, I've never felt as good as I have this season in terms of just feeling like I've accomplished so much in my career. But that's credit to the players that are around me. The transition they've made over the last 5 and 6 years is unbelievable. Like I said, if I'm off my game, I know there's someone left or right of me that's on it. And that's not 15 players, that's 20, that's 25, that's 30. And that's something, you know, that stands to me, that stands to my confidence. And again, I've only my teammates to thank for that.
And sport, what it's done for you in life and all of these girls, like what you get from it and seeing all your supporters here today passing the cup around there, like it's incredible what it can do.
It is, and they lift us every day they come out, you know, like the girls that come down to Páirc Uí Chaoimh on the days that there's nobody there and you see busloads of kids. Like I was that child once that wanted, you know, we wanted to be out on the pitch, we dreamt of these days. Like so us winning here in Croke Park, we're making their dreams come true, and that's all they want to do. I know in 10 years time there's girls in that stand that are going to be out on that pitch when I'm an all woman cheering them on. So,
and what is it that drives you so much to keep going, to constantly keep going doing it for Cork for so long, Ash?
I think there's a new test every year. Like last year was completely different kettle of fish. I was coming back from my ACL and do you know I was an impact sub, something totally different that I've never done before. And I think this year was a new challenge. Like I thought that I came back so well from the ACL that, you know, when the winter came, like I just wanted to push through it and get as strong as I could be coming into the pre-season. And as I said, I've never felt more accomplished in my whole career as I've had this year. And I think that's down to my physio, that's down to my strength and conditioning coach, that's down to my teammates, my management, everyone around me has pushed me to this point. And you know, I think those setbacks have just made me hungry. It brings a new challenge every year.
Amazing. And what will the celebrations be like? Will Hannah Looney be going back down the River Lee?
Listen, you said it. You took the words right out of my mouth. Hannah Looney, Saoirse McCartan, what more do you want on a team? Like, so that the celebrations will take care of themselves.
Off the Wall, Sarah O'Donovan, meanwhile, was singing Aisling Thompson's praises following Sunday's game.
And Aisling Thompson as well. Like, she was just orchestrating things from the middle.
She's like an NFL player.
So
she was
impressive.
Just around, like, just taking hits, making hits. She was incredible.
She just laid off, back into position, laid off, back into position. Like.
And link player, taking the ball from Laura Tracy, moving up the field. Then she's taking a ball from Katrina Mackey to get a score. Like, everywhere. She was like a jigsaw, picking pockets. What an incredible, incredible performance from Aisling yesterday. And last year, she came off the bench. She was the last sub on. She threw off the helmet last year, kind of going, is this it? You know, I haven't even got going here. And she said the medal didn't mean the same. It wasn't the same effort. So for her to come and give a performance like that yesterday. Yeah, she's been on the go. 2015, she was captain. And she scored this ridiculous point from under the stand in Croke Park. And she literally took that Cork team on her shoulders. And a decade later, she's still putting that Cork team on her shoulders. She is an athlete. Yeah. It's incredible.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Off the Ball GAA feed to keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday. For the best Gaelic Games coverage, become an Off the Ball member now by visiting offtheball.com/join. I've been Rory O'Hagan. Thanks for listening.
GAA Daily.
On Off the Ball with Optimum Nutrition, the official performance nutrition partners of the Gaelic Players Association.